Warriors-Rockets Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals, a back-and-forth battle with intensity and drama fueled by a game-high 29-point night from Kevin Durant, Stephen Curry delivering 22 points with 6 assists and 7 rebounds. Klay Thompson added 23 points, but the Rockets grab the 98-94 win to take a 3-2 lead in the series. Here's Coach Kerr afterward.
This is what they do. They put James and Chris in pick-and-roll every single time, so they're going to challenge you. We did a great job. They combined to shoot 11 for 40. He hit two fadeaway 35-foot threes that were just unbelievable. You got to live with that. What we can't live with is reaching and jumping on Eric Gordon's pump fakes. Gordon shot 10 free throws tonight, six of them on three-point shots. We reached on James. James shot 9 free throws. We've got to be a little more disciplined. I feel great about where we are right now. And that may sound crazy, but I feel it. I know exactly what I'm seeing out there. And we defended them beautifully tonight. We got everything we needed. Just too many turnovers, too many reaches. And if we settle down a little bit, we're going to be in really good shape.
Hey, Steve. Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. That's a few games now where the Rockets seem to have asserted their pace on the game.
Asserted what?
Asserted their pace on the game. I mean, is that just something you have to live with and beat them at their pace, or can you find ways to get it up?
I think I said it, but I liked the overall flow of the game much better tonight. It felt much better than it did in game four. But we got rushed in transition. We had several turnovers where we just kind of got a little too excited and threw the ball away. And, you know, ideally we take care of the ball. I always tell our guys, hit singles. We were trying to hit triples. We got to hit singles. If we do that in transition, we're going to get some more good looks. I thought we had some great looks that we didn't knock down tonight that will go in game six. And I like our defense. I like our effort. I like our competitive desire. Just got to be a little wiser with the reaching and taking care of the ball. And when we do that, we're going to be in great shape.
Steve, Mark Medina, Bay Area News Group. The telecast captured part of your message to Kevin about trusting his teammates. How did you see that play out throughout the game?
I just thought he got into a little bit of a rush, like we all did. Maybe it was the third quarter where he was attacking, which I liked, but he was trying some difficult passes. And I think I was just telling him, hey, let's move the ball on to the first open guy and keep playing, and we're going to get good stuff. And, you know, Kevin, the guy is just such an amazing talent. He does so much for us. And, you know, you got to go to him on the block. You got to put the ball in his hands. I'm sure he has a couple shots he'd like to have back. He kept us in it, you know, 10 free throws. I loved how he attacked. He attacked right away, got into the paint, did a lot of good things. But I feel like we keep playing like this with a little more discipline, things are going to turn for us.
Steve, Houston Chronicle, looking at game six, given how hurt it looked like Chris Paul might have been at the end there, and that he might miss the next game, or he might have to overcome some kind of injury. How much of an advantage is that to you? And I hope it's not 13.7%.
Well, look, we're just going to go out and play, and we don't know who's healthy, who's injured. You know, we've been without Andre the last couple games, and we've adapted, and it's part of the playoffs. You just play, and whatever happens, happens. And so I have no idea. Well, maybe I can answer that question better if there's some declaration as to who's in and who's out.
Ramona Shelburne with ESPN here. I don't know if you've had a chance to talk to the team all that much yet, but this is probably the worst situation you've been in since Kevin's been on the team. In terms of these guys, sort of desperation backs up against the wall. Do you have a sense of how they're taking this so far, or how they respond to it?
I think they're angry. I think they know that we could have won this game, could have won the last game. I think they're sitting in there and they're angry, as they should be. You know, they're competitors. I like what you said. This is the worst situation we've been in since Kevin's been here, and we're 2 wins from making the NBA Finals. That's a pretty good worst situation to be in. So we're right there. We found some things tonight that worked for us. I'm extremely confident that we're going to take care of business, and we just got to be a little sharper.
Steve, Marcus Thompson with The Athletic. Defensively, you guys held them to under 100 points. What's been the difference with the, especially the perimeter defense? Why has it been so good these last two games, especially
our defense?
Yes.
I think we have a lot of guys who are good perimeter defenders. You know, Jordan Bell and Looney are doing a nice job trying to stay in front of Chris and James. It's not an easy job. You know, we got a lot of guys, KD, Draymond, Clay, Steph, who are really good at staying in front, keeping, you know, penetration from happening or rotating. We've been a great defensive team for years, and we're playing great defense. As I said, though, too much reaching tonight and too many turnovers, and that's the simple story right there.
Melissa Roland, Bay Area News Group. Steve, how much does Chris Paul's presence on the court change things for you guys and make things tougher? How much does Chris Paul's presence on the court change things for you guys and make things tough for you guys with his intensity and his skills?
Well, I think what Chris has done is he's given them another option. You know, in the past, this team was all James on the pick and roll, and now they can rest James and put Chris in the pick and roll. And he's obviously a phenomenal player, and you know, he's a competitor, and you know, he hit big shots. Hit a couple shots that you know, looked like it was going to be a shot clock violation, and he kind of pulled the rabbit out of the hat. But that's what great players do. So, and I've said it. There's a reason Rockets won 65 games. They're a great team, and Chris is a big part of that.
Ron Karczyk, San Francisco Chronicle. How would you sort of characterize the way Steph and Clay played tonight? In the first quarter, Steph didn't even take a shot, I think,
yeah,
for 7 or 8 minutes. They obviously found their rhythm for a while.
Yeah.
But then in the fourth, seemed like, as you kind of suggested, rushed a bit. How would you sort of evaluate the way they played?
I thought tonight they were great. This game didn't surprise me. You know, the Rockets had you know, a little momentum from the last game, and they're at home, and they're coming out you know, hair on fire, playing great defense. Didn't surprise me that we only scored 17 in the first quarter. But then I thought we settled in. And, you know, fourth quarter, both Steph and Clay made some big plays. You know, Clay's pump fake and three free throws were big for us. Steph made some hoops. A couple shots I'm sure he'd like to have back. You know, he had the runner down the stretch that looked good. He was right there, just rattled out. And but again, I thought our guys played really hard and played really well. Just got to be a little smarter.
All right, Game 6 is Saturday night at Oracle Arena, and throughout this series, for extended coverage, there are several ways to hear Warriors Sound. The radio button in the top right corner of the Warriors team app will get you Warriors Sound 24/7, as will our homepage at warriors.com/sound, plus podcasts in the Apple Podcasts app and in the iTunes Music Store are ready to download. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warriors Sound.